happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least five deaths are blamed on icy, snowy weather that descended on states from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic. Now comes frigid cold. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The temperatures are going to be so low in the eastern portion of the United States that the usual salt that you would use, you can't use the normal amount. It's just too cold.
Former President Jimmy Carter's remains are being transferred from his native Georgia. CBS's Jared Hill.
Around 9:30 Eastern time this morning, he will be leaving the Carter Center in Atlanta for the journey back here to Washington, D.C., to the U.S. Capitol.
Mr. Carter will lie in state until Thursday's state funeral. A wrenching discovery in the wheel well of a plane at an airport in Florida. CBS's Steve Kathan.
JetBlue says two people were found dead in the landing gear compartment on a jet at the airport at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, during a routine inspection.
It took off from New York's JFK. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A case of the mumps has been confirmed in Clark County. Monday afternoon, the Clark County Health Department said that they were notified about the case of the contagious disease. Mumps is caused by the mumps virus and can easily spread from person to person. It causes the glands in and around your mouth that produce saliva to swell. The swelling can lead to painful and puffy cheeks and swelling in the jaw and under the ears. The health department says that in severe cases, there can be swelling in testicles, ovaries, pancreas, brain, and your spinal cord. Hearing loss is possible as well. The disease can spread 2 days before symptoms start and up to 5 days after. Some people may not show symptoms at all, but can still spread the disease. And it spreads through direct contact of droplets in the air. So by talking, coughing, sneezing, or sharing items with their saliva. Symptoms usually start with a fever, headaches, muscle aches, tiredness, and loss of appetite. A few days after is when the swelling might begin. Health experts say the best way to prevent mumps is to receive the MMR vaccine before exposure happens. And the Marshfield Clinic has completed its merger with the largest rural health system in the U.S., Sanford Health. However, the Marshfield Clinic brand will stay at Wisconsin locations, but Sanford Health will serve as a sister clinic. The two systems are expanding their care and making it affordable for their patients. In all, the two will cover seven states with 56,000 employees, 46 hospitals, and 4,500 providers to cover their now 425,000 members. And a fisherman who was on a UTV fell through the ice on Monday in Marquette County. First responders tried to revive the person, but they were pronounced dead. The person's identity is being withheld pending notification of the family. This happened on Lawrence Lake in Westfield Township at about 10 a.m. The sheriff said the incident remains under investigation. I'm Brittany Merlot for WIRI and WFHR News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Beth Habhacker.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Beth is here. We're going to have some fun today. We're joined also by our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
Cold.
Yes.
Just cold. I have no other emotions right now other than cold. I got going this morning. I felt good. I got outside. There was like an inch of ice on my windshield. I have not warmed up since.
It's a bit frosty.
I've been in the building for at least 2 hours, and I have not warmed up yet. It is that kind of cold. It gets right into your bones. It's something to keep in mind throughout the day today, huh, Britt?
I'd have to agree with you there. Honestly, it does linger. I was shivering inside my house last night. What is going on here? What is the end?
Yeah. It's a good word for it, lingering. And with all that, though, I do feel a little hard complaining because we have not got hit by the worst of this. Mm-hmm. So much of the states below us and in the middle here, as many have seen over the weekend and everything, a lot of other states hit harder than us.
Yes, that system was absolutely terrifying for a lot down south. I mean, ice accumulations, major snow accumulations, even 6 feet of snow off of Lake Erie into portions of New York. So, I mean, we are getting it pretty easy with this cold air just really having a grip on us right now. So, you know, thoughts to everyone to the south and north, mm-hmm. but here for us, we're pretty calm, honestly, for the next week or two. We don't see any big system heading our way. A lot of them keep sliding south. So we've got a little shot of some light snow possibly tomorrow afternoon, but that would just put a trace down. Otherwise, Thursday night into Friday, maybe an inch or two, and then possibly Sunday an inch or two. But these are small little nickel and dime compared to what's really going on south of us over the next 2 weeks. But otherwise, today, mix of sun and clouds, highs hitting 20 degrees with calm winds. We got this.
Oh, yeah. This is none for us. Brittany, a good friend of mine reached out from Florida, and I was talking to him. Him and his family live in the outside in the Miami area, and we've been talking with him over the last week or so, and then this weekend, we talk radio. It's pretty much radio and sports. That's about it. This weekend, he just texts me, how do you de-ice? what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know. I don't have. What is this? I'm like, you need a scraper. He's like, what's a scraper? Like,
oh my
there's
goodness.
So many terms and things that I've used and we've used our whole lives that I don't even think they. I mean, there were so many things that he was like. I was just throwing like, you need snowshoes. I was throwing like all these weird things at him. Like, you need to get on Amazon. Do you have moon boots? Do you have? It was fun.
Well, it could always be worse. It could be negative temperature.
Yeah.
So we'll take what we've got.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're that much more prepared thanks to you, Brittany. Appreciate you. Have a good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Best in the business, our good friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning, catching us up on Mother Nature. Beth and I are going to catch you up on our birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We'll also get into some other fun topics. The five healthiest diets for 2025. How insane and crazy are, what are their expectations? We will get into that. I don't know. We've got this mystery about a peeled banana that I just find interesting. I want to chase that dream, chase down that lead with you. Also, of course, we're going to have some other fun today. 9 o'clock hour, Seth is coming in.
Yep.
He'll be hanging out with us, and we are going to talk with our good friend Connie from the Alexander House.
Oh, wonderful.
They've got a new exhibit going on over there. They are going to kick off our 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, we will get into a bit of entertainment news. Got a couple of good ones there for you. Zendaya and Tom Holland show up. Lady Gaga shows up. And rock albums that turn 50 this year.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to all feel old together. That is all coming up for you. But, you know, as we are, 7 days into the new year here, I have the best and worst cities for keeping your New Year's resolutions. So if you are really adamant about keeping your resolution, might need to move. I love that. Boy, that is one of the more insane things I've ever thought of, is somebody moving just to try to keep their resolution in check.
Their resolution was to keep the resolutions.
See? Now, there you go. That seems like a safe one. Seems like a really safe one. Like, just especially you want to get yourself a couple of wins, get an easy
there
win right
go.
There. Yeah, I like that. WalletHub.com just ranked 182 of the biggest cities in the country from best places to keep New Year's resolutions to, of course, the worst. The rankings are based on various factors that tie in with common resolutions. That means things like gyms per capita, average credit debt, local job opportunities, binge drinking rates, and percentage of smokers. So kind of the big dogs, the big ones right there of what we try to get rid of usually, or try to stop. The best, the 10 best cities for sticking to your New Year's resolutions are Seattle, San Francisco, Scottsdale, Arizona, Austin, Texas, Atlanta, Portland, Oregon, Orlando, San Diego, Irvine, California, and Fremont, California.
So it's the L of the country.
It does seem like that.
West Coast going down to the South.
And while there's a handful of those I have not been to, the ones that I have been, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of temptations in those areas. I guess if you want to really test yourself, the worst city is Jackson, Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah, that feels really calling them out too. I feel bad for doing that. Some other notable cities in the bottom 20 are Newark, New Jersey, Detroit, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Toledo, Ohio, and North Las Vegas.
Okay. Only North Las Vegas.
Yeah, only North Las Vegas.
Not South Las Vegas.
Apparently, the rest of Las Vegas is perfectly fine.
Yeah. You're good.
You're going to be fine. What temptations could you possibly run into Vegas? Maybe catch a baseball game in two, you know, I don't know. That list is quite interesting, but what I wanted to look at here was how, of course, Wisconsin cities did and everything. But the factors of this one. Like, the factors seem fine, but I also don't know that you could really... So they based this on 57 metrics, and that's great and all. I still don't think that that's enough.
Right.
Like, I don't know that that really is... There's so many different resolutions.
Exactly. Exactly. If they would break it down by resolution, like, you would know the best city if your resolution was to lose weight.
That's a good way to do it.
The best city if you're going to try and stop drinking. You know, all of those.
Yeah.
If that would be useful.
That would help.
This, throw them all together, and here's your best. Well...
I like the idea of we're not moving to states for political reasons or for health care reasons or child care or anything. It's all about where can I keep my resolution.
Exactly. Right. Like I said, if my resolution is to keep my resolution, then I might actually look at this and figure out, okay, what state's going to help me do that the best?
Milwaukee ranks 121st on this list. So not great, but not bad.
Right.
Madison, 23rd.
Wow.
So Madison, a pretty good place if you want to try to keep your resolution. So, seems like a pretty good place.
Does it work if you do just day trips to Madison?
Yes. I feel like you should be. I feel like...
Well, just commute, right?
Absolutely. I feel like that definitely should count. Honolulu is right ahead of Madison.
Really?
That's interesting. Minneapolis is 19.
Wow.
Minneapolis up there. Aurora, Illinois, home of Wayne's World.
There's a throwback for you.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself. That was terrible. Chicago at 28. I'm actually a little surprised by that. What? I would have thought it'd been much lower. But maybe it's just if you know the city, you know where the temptations are. So that's probably, I'd probably skew that list a little bit there. I don't know about that. Las Vegas at 38. Okay, I wanted to see where just Vegas landed.
Right.
Vegas landed at 38, so still not nearly as bad.
Right.
The deciding factor really has to be what it is that you're... If you're trying to lose weight...
Right.
Then you probably don't care about the smoking or drinking things or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Or vice versa, like you said. So.
Well, if that is if that's ranked high, that there's a lot of smoking, there's a lot of drinking and all of that, and your resolution is to stop, then you don't want to be in a city where that's going to be as readily available. So I can understand why that would be a factor. But with our, you know, walking around with a phone in your hand now, you can get the support you need no matter where you are. So I don't know that this really matters what city, but it's kind of an interesting little take on how to do it.
Yeah. I think that, well, for one, Wallet Hub does really good. I really do like their surveys. Mm-hmm. I think they do a great job with a lot of these. I also don't know that there's a, if you're going to do this, I don't think you're going to find a perfect way to do it. I think you're just going to keep on, you know, tinkering with it and stuff and trying to figure out what the best way to do it is. Now, this is, of course, a list for your average, I don't like to use the word normal, but your kind of average resolutions that people have. Most of them, you know out there and everything.
Right.
I'm curious, and I want this to keep an open conversation throughout all of January.
Okay.
I want to know some of the more obscure, some of the more weirder resolutions that are out there. I know that my mom has had a couple over the years, and I know that I've had a couple of friends that have had some interesting ones. They're very specific, and for the most part, really wouldn't mean anything to anybody out there because they wouldn't know what, don't have the context or anything.
Right.
But we want the context, and we want the resolution. We want the specific resolutions you have out there, keeping in mind this is a PG show. Love our listeners.
Please.
Also know our listeners. Dad. I think that'd be a fun topic to keep open, everybody.
Yeah.
So go ahead and let us know any that you have out there. I don't know that I really have any, but I'll be honest with you. If I had any, I don't know if I'd tell you guys. This is one of those things that I do think that for me, I work a little better when I keep things in-house. And then, eventually I'll say it after I feel like I'm in a good place with it or anything. But, for the most part, if you're like that, certainly don't feel any, you don't have to obviously share it with us, but I think that'd be a fun one to have. I think that'd be a fun one to hear.
Yeah.
Are there any weird, because I do know that there was somebody that I knew that, and I don't know how to say this. So they were single, living on their own. This is years ago. And we worked at Cops together, old grocery store.
Right.
And, you know, oftentimes when you had items that were broken up or anything mm-hmm. like that, you couldn't resell them, so you threw them at a discount bin or whatever,
right.
which is where a lot of us third shifters uh-huh. got our food. Uh-huh. him and I both got apartments at the same time. So he's living on his own. I'm living on my own. And we're almost fighting over donuts and things like that in that bin.
Yep.
But he got something once that I wasn't even working that day. And he just was raving about these, like, snacks, and they turned out to be dog snacks.
Oh.
and so his resolution was, I'm not eating those anymore, because he apparently got really to like them. And we're talking like very generic, like biscuit, like it wasn't yeah. anything like meat or anything like that. But yeah, that's a thing, apparently. Some people like dog treats, I guess.
Well, at least they understand why dogs are so excited to get them.
Right, yes. So there is an example to get the ball rolling out there and everything. One other thing we did want to mention, our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church do some really nice things over there. You guys got a really nice big building.
We do.
And you take advantage of that. You use
we
that
try.
Building. I appreciate that. I think that's great. I think that there's something to be said for repurposing, in a mm-hmm. sense, with mm-hmm. that, and to open up the doors to the community like you guys do.
Right.
And not only do you have great services every Sunday, which you can catch on their YouTube page, just type into their Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. You can hear Beth and her the great work she does there. But we also wanted to mention that we are back in action with the Winter Farmers Market.
That's right. This Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., our Winter Market is open again. Come check out what vendors we have. We usually have some regulars, salsa. We have a cookie baker that uses us as their place, so you can order in advance and pick them up
cookie.
At the market. Yeah.
Yes.
All sorts of different types of handmade items. So come check it out. I think we've had a fish seller. We've had eggs available. In the past, we've had apple cider and honey and all sorts of things. So it's a wonderful chance to come see what vendors we have in our community and visit with neighbors that you may not yet have met.
And if you are a vendor out there and mm-hmm. looking for opportunities, you guys still got room over there?
Absolutely. You can head on over to our website, wrmoravian.org, click the More tab, and look for Winter Market vendors.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Again, that's wrmoravian.org. We'll wrap up reminding everybody about this again, but looking forward to it. It's not only a great time and a great opportunity for us to buy local, support local, support our vendor industry, our ag industry, but a great hub, great chance to just get out, especially in this weather. You know, we're just living in shacks. We're just going from one shack to the next. It's nice to run into a shack where there's friendly, nice people. You can have some fun.
And the building is heated. So.
Oh, yeah, there's that. We should have led with that. Beth and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this morning, some sunshine for the afternoon, and a high in the low 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 5 above. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 4.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It is time for the Edel Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe right now. They're just waiting for you at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Their doors are open.
Yay!
Looking at their specials for today that you can see at their Facebook page, and I encourage you to like their Facebook page and keep up to date on that. I see a Chipotle Benedict.
Ooh.
To kick off breakfast. That sounds good.
Nice.
And a hot pork sandwich is waiting for you at lunch.
Yum.
And they got other great things on there. Nothing but great things on their menu. Be sure to check it out, everybody. One of the more unique menus you're going to find and some of the better people you're going to run into. Appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Just great people over there. Get on over there today. And, of course, get us your birthday and anniversary. We want to hear from you. Celebrate with us, everybody. You can email our team at info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Just go ahead and type in your search bar, WFHR, WIRI. Mm-hmm. Like our page, and we'll hit you up that way. And, of course, you can call up.
424-2600.
I didn't know if you'd... I didn't want to put you on the spot. I was ready to go, but nice
you,
work.
You lost the cheat sheet.
I did. I'm so sorry for that.
But yay, my memory. 715-424-2600.
Beth nailed that. Nicely done. We, of course, appreciate you getting us those, everybody. Now, one more thing I need you to do for the segment, Beth. I need a 1 over through a 3.
Okay. Since I'm a middle child, we're going to go with a 2.
Nice. Nicely done. Yes. That's well played. Getting right into it. We wish a very happy birthday to Hannah Jean.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Hope it's a good one for you, Hannah.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. We also wish a very happy birthday to Kelly Liska.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Enjoy, Kelly. Hope it's a great day for you. And our qualifier today, Suzanne Berg.
Happy birthday, Suzanne. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, Suzanne. We wish you the best of days. All of you, great days. Mm-hmm. Have wonderful days. And let's go ahead and dive into our celebrity list here.
All right.
Blue Ivy Carter is 13.
How
Beyonce
is that possible?
And Jay-Z's daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, that snuck up on, I guess, all of us. I did not. Well, I mean, we just saw her. She was just at the Beyonce Bowl or whatever. Horribly named, by the way. I don't know who named that. I don't know if it was her herself, but that would be the one thing I would critique about that whole thing. I didn't feel like it. But she was amazing. She did a really good job. She went out there and really rocked it.
And isn't she one of the voices in Mufasa now?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So she's getting into the business like her parents.
Yes. And can't blame her. Like,
no.
I mean, you get the opportunities like that she's got and everything. Robert Sheehan is 37 today. I don't think a lot of people are going to know him. He's Klaus in the Umbrella Academy. He was on a TV show back in the day on Hulu as well. Misfits, it was called.
Okay.
And it was a show I really got into. And he, as an actor, is in my top 50 favorite actors of all time.
Really?
I really enjoy his work. I really enjoy actors that when you see them, they are completely changed, but at the same time, a part of themselves and all the things that you look for a good actor to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's actors like him that don't really seem to, they just seem to mold or just, you know, gel into the next role.
Right.
While being different and at the same time not. Like, I don't like actors necessarily that it's the same thing every time.
Yeah.
There's something about an actor that can do that and make subtle changes and it works.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you got to find the right parts that work for that personality and everything.
Yep.
But when you do, you get an actor like him that when you see him as Klaus, you see him as any of these characters, he's the most natural person on screen.
Hmm.
And I don't care who he's working with.
Right.
Like, he's going to be, he you could put him with Oscar winners or anything like that, and this kid is going to stand out. He's that comfortable on screen.
Wow.
He's that good on screen. And I don't think he's going to be working much more. He doesn't seem to have a lot of interest in acting. He's doing a lot of other things and stuff. So, I mean, more power to him and everything. But I think he's a fantastic actor. And not a very well-known one.
Mm-hmm.
Allo Black is 46 today. The Man, Wake Me Up, King is Born. Got a couple of hits.
Okay.
He was in the, he's the voice in the Avicii song, Wake Me Up.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they mentioned that, I see. John Rich is 51 today, of Big and Rich.
Ah, yes.
He was in Lone Star, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
He was in Lone Star and then went from Lone Star to go do this. See, I'm learning.
I am learning country music.
I am paying attention. Save for a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, of course, Big and Rich's favorite song. Big hit song.
Yeah.
Hawkeye is 54. Jeremy Renner is 54 today. Avengers, Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. He's been in a handful of things. I think he was Jason Bourne in when Matt Damon left. But watch The Hurt Locker. If you don't see anything else Jeremy Renner does, watch The Hurt Locker. And you, like, that's why he got the role of Hawkeye. That's why he's gotten almost every role since, is because of his performance in that. It's one of the better acting performances I've seen in the last 30 years.
And like, it's great to be able to say that we can celebrate him, because, you know, that accident he had, was it just last year?
It was just last year. It feels like at least it was just last year. It might have been 2 years ago, but I think it was just last year. The freakiness of that accident and everything, and the fact that not only did he bounce back, but he's been, you know, doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing work again.
Dougie Doug is 55.
How is that possible? That's crazy.
They mentioned Cool Runnings, which they should.
Yes,
he was great in that. But I remember about the Cosby Show. Yeah. He was on that a lot, too. This is an interesting one. It kind of took me off guard. I did not see, when I looked at pre-read these, I did not see his name. Nicolas Cage is 61 today.
Oh, wow.
Nicolas Cage, now, they joke on here that he's an overn actor, and they don't really give credit to what he has accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean just winning an Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas or having a ton of hits and being in a bunch of action movies in the late 90s and early 2000s or anything. It's something that he's done that I personally, and I know a lot of people do, give Robert Downey Jr. a lot of credit for, or give, you know, John Travolta a lot of credit for.
Mm-hmm.
What Nicolas Cage has done is one of the hardest things to do in entertainment. You're big, everybody likes you, and then they don't.
Right.
And they're done with you.
Mm-hmm.
And go away now. We don't want you anymore. And then you come back from that. Because America, more than anything else, I believe, loves a comeback story.
Yes.
But they don't hand those out lightly.
No.
It is hard to earn that comeback. You usually do it because you work so hard at it.
Right.
Or you just show genuinely that you want this. And Nicolas Cage, I believe, has done that. He did he worked his way back into things very similar to the other names I mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. didn't just bounce back with Iron Man and Sherlock Holmes. He did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He did a movie that my mom... Zach Galifianakis and him did a movie where they're trying to get cross country because his wife is going to have a baby. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a dark comedy that he did. He did a couple of movies like that. The Singing Detective.
Yes.
And built his way up to doing Sherlock Holmes and Iron Man. Nicolas Cage did a very similar thing.
Yep.
The last 5 years, he's been in like 80 movies.
Yeah.
And just trying to build his career back. And now he's gotten to the point where he's respected again, and everybody loves Nick Cage, and he's getting cast in big movies and stuff. That's so hard to do.
Yeah.
And you couldn't sit there and be like, I'm going to come back. Like, no, probably not. But if you work at it and you try, it can happen.
And he has such a wide variety of types of movies that he's been in. Some are very, very dark. And then you have things like National Treasure.
Yeah.
Or The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which was not a big hit. It was very much more of a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
But he handled it like he would handle any other movie in any other role.
And I think the overall theme, while there is no blueprint for this, one of the biggest things anybody will tell you is being humble.
Mm-hmm.
And being humbled sometimes does that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're humbled and you don't learn anything from it, like David Caruso, who is 69 today.
Yep.
Happy birthday, David Caruso.
Yep.
Katie Kirk is 68.
Wow.
One of the harder working people out there.
Oh, I miss her on the Today Show. She did a phenomenal job as the anchor.
She's really good. Mm-hmm. And one of the harder working people out there. And it's mm-hmm. not surprising to hear that, like Katie Kirk or some others, women in daytime TV are so hard working. You have to be.
Right.
Like that's
you don't get given the same opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. Kenny Loggins is 77.
Oh, my.
My God. They have a list here of his hits, and I don't know if we have enough time. Going way back to 71 with Danny's song, Your Mama Don't Dance from 72, Celebrate Me Home, 77, Whenever I Call You Friend with Stevie Nicks in 78, This Is It from 1979. Man, my dad played in my dorm. I'm All Right. He played that one a ton from 1980. Yep. Heart to Heart from 82. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Don't Fight It with Steve Perry from 82. I don't remember that one. Huh. Of course, Footloose from 84.
Yep.
He was a part of We Are the World from 1985. Mm-hmm. Danger Zone.
Yep.
Danger Zone. from 1986. And, of course, Return to Pooh Corner from 1994.
Yeah.
That's a little sneaky one. People don't all remember that one and everything. But, man, Kenny Loggins, the soundtrack king.
Absolutely.
You will never top him. Like, he's the soundtrack king. And then some, let's see here, Paul Revere, born in this day in 1938. Of course, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Not that Paul Revere.
Not the other one.
Not the other one. The less famous side of it, I think.
Well, they're both famous.
Pretty much.
Different eras.
but that's one to mention. And, of course, re-celebrating all of you out there. Happy birthday to Hannah Jean, to Kelly Liska, and to our qualifier, Suzanne Berg.
Happy birthday, everybody. Celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day with our friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Visit them today. They're over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Americans won't have to worry about unpaid medical bills damaging their credit reports and scores for much longer. The Biden administration is finalizing a rule today that will end the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and ban lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people. The Bureau's director said people who get sick shouldn't have their financial future appended. The measure, which was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it is published in the Federal Register. Those with medical debt on their credit reports could receive a 20-point boost in their credit score. This is also expected to lead to the approval of about 22,000 additional mortgages every year. And advocates are hoping that the new legislature addresses gun safety in Wisconsin, especially after the Abundant Life shooting. While Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has called for a holistic approach, gun violence prevention advocates say prevention starts with stronger gun laws. Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says the state could require universal background checks for gun purchases or raise the age for gun possession.
We know that some of these shooters are young people themselves. And there are plenty of policies, for example, to keep guns out of the hands of youth. These are laws that some states have passed and some haven't. So we need action from our lawmakers to prevent and protect our kids.
Many states have red flag laws where families, victims, or authorities can go to court for what's essentially like an emergency restraining order, where a judge can order someone to temporarily give up their firearms. A red flag law was invoked in California after authorities found a man who said he had been communicating with the Abundant Life shooter and planning tandem attacks. Wisconsin also doesn't have any laws that require guns to be stored in a certain way. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do. You know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points. Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding. Those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe. Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny. Yeah. That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this morning, some sunshine for the afternoon, and a high in the low 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 5 above. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 4.
Welcome back, everybody. Beth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good day out there. Man, it is hard to interrupt Smokey Robinson. Wow, I did not realize how difficult that was going to be. I'm looking for the whole song on now. I'm like, all right, I just got to get it out of the way and let Smokey do his thing. Beth and I are going to do our thing. We got some good stuff coming up for you. We're talking about this peeled bananas mystery.
Mystery?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get into that one in a little bit. I've also got one that I've been hanging on to. Your Disney princess you are based on your zodiac sign. I couldn't help myself. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself. I hate to box you in on this stuff, but I found it. And I couldn't help myself. Like, oh, I got Beth coming in a couple weeks. I've been saving
all
that
right.
one.
Well,
get
you.
Into that one before the end of the show or tomorrow, maybe we'll get into it because Beth and Seth are going to be with us tomorrow as well, everybody. But right now, the U.S. News and World Report just put out its annual ranking of the healthiest diets to try this year. And the same one sits at the top of the list for the 8th year running. The Mediterranean diet.
Yep, I was just going to say that.
I should have given you the opening to be able to say it. This is obviously not my wheelhouse. If you've seen me for 1 second, you know that I don't. My diet tends to go the other way. And while I struggled my whole life to put on weight, and that is its own struggle, and I do think that it's something that's noteworthy, I certainly also understand it is not the same thing as trying to lose weight. And I empathize with that. But with that also being said, I empathize to the point that I don't necessarily know what I'm talking about when it comes to dieting or anything like that.
Well, we have to remember, diet, we've used it as a term of limiting to be able to lose weight, but a diet is just the type of food that you eat. So we all have a diet. It's what's in our diet.
I would like to shout out the great people over at Stoiber Healthcare, because I was in my 30s when I realized that. I did not know that. Nobody taught me that one. I thought diet meant you're just trying to lose weight.
No.
I didn't realize that, but yeah, you're 100% right. It took me a while to learn that. Again, shout out to Stoiber Healthcare. I appreciate the gang over there.
They are good people over there.
Yeah. So here are the five that they say are the healthiest diets overall. And certainly, while they don't say it in the article here, if you got a regular doctor or a doctor in mind, mm-hmm. I would check with them first, talk with them. Every one of these is a case-by-case basis. That much I do know.
Mm-hmm.
That while your diet, you know, you could have, I've read articles on this because I just find it very interesting that there are twins that have gone on diets, the same diet, and it doesn't work the same for
them. Right. Every body is different.
Yeah, yeah. Even twins that doesn't work for. Mm-hmm. So certainly keep that in mind with this article. But yes, the number one diet that they recommend on here is the Mediterranean diet. That is limiting sweets, processed foods, and red meat. Mm-hmm. Eat lots of fruits, veggies, grains, nuts, and healthy fats like chicken and fish. This is also one that they mention. This one has a lot of support system to it.
Yes, yes.
Which it seems like a really underreported part of this conversation, it feels like to me, that when we're talking about dieting, I feel like they solo this out so much. Like it's such a just you and you're alone with your food and all this and every, and it just feels like one of those things. Well, man, I don't know what I'm talking about here, but it feels like support would go a long way with this particular one.
They've done studies to show that if you have at least one person that you can be accountable with, that you are, I think it's like 30% more successful with what you're doing, and you can lose more weight doing it. And that's one of the reasons why things like Weight Watchers and TOPS and other organizations like that are so longstanding. Like we have a TOPS group that uses our building, and that stands for Taking Off Pounds Sensibly. They've been going for 80 years as an organization. Wow. Because they look at what are the healthy foods to eat, how can we support one another in this journey to try to be healthy? And when that becomes the focus, being healthy, rather than what the number on the scale is, that can also make a huge difference.
The DASH diet, and that's very well worded, the DASH diet is also another one. It's designed to lower body blood pressure. DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension.
Okay.
So I could see. Okay. All right. I don't know much about this. I haven't heard this one either. The flexoration diet. You're mostly it's mostly vegetarian. Sometimes you eat a little meat, but mostly vegetarian.
Okay.
So that is what that one seems to do more. The MIND diet. It is a mashup of the Mediterranean and DASH with a focus on brain health.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
MIND stands for Mediterranean Dash Intervention for
Neurodivergent.
TIV.
Divergentive?
With a TIV at the end. Yeah.
Neurodivergentive.
I don't think I've seen that word before. I've seen neurodivergent. I knew how to say neurodivergent, not neurodivergentive.
They really wanted to test you this morning.
They are just messing.
You're having
with
to use your mind.
I love the idea of there's somebody out there just writing articles, just like, oh, he ain't gonna he's gonna hate this word. The Mayo Clinic diet is where we wrap up. A 3-month program for weight loss. You eat balanced meals with smaller portions and can eat while watching TV.
Oh, that's an interesting caveat.
That sounds very...
I think that would make a huge difference for everybody who's trying to... Because how many of us do that? And you find that when you eat while you're watching something, it's mindless eating.
Yeah.
And so you don't realize how many calories you're putting in when you just sit there and keep going while you're distracted.
I wasn't going to mention this, but of all of these, I think the Mayo one is the one that I've heard the most critiques of. But I also have never heard of anything like that before included in a diet, and I really do like that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of, you're so right. I mean, not only the TV thing, but wherever you tend to snack the most or mm-hmm. whatever. I think that might be a good one right there. Let's go ahead and find out from you. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, even if you take away the TV, though, wouldn't that just make you feel like a vegetable in a field?
It's such a fair point. Yes. It's a very fair point that nobody mentions. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Have a good morning. That was great. That was great. And you know what? Another thing here, not that anybody cares what I like, but I'm a curves guy, so I'm also really bad with this article. I just realized I'm not going to be helpful at all with this. The rest of the top 10 are TLC diet, the menopause diet, the Wiles anti-inflammatory diet, volumetrics, and the Cleveland Clinic diet.
Interesting. A lot of which I've not heard about.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, these are a case-by-case thing. Mm-hmm. And I do think that, especially if you are jumping into this and you've done this, this isn't the first year you've had a diet as a part of your resolutions. Because mm-hmm. that's where all this is stemming from, is a lot of the New Year's resolutions of people wanting to lose weight.
Right.
And I think more than not, people wanting people to succeed at this. Am I wrong here? Correct me, everybody. But I don't believe that, I'm talking about nationally and on the overall approach to this, certainly different, you know, when you get more centralized on it. Mm-hmm. But overall, I feel like as a society, we're rooting for people to finish, to achieve
to
their resolution.
Yeah.
Not just with this, but with resolutions in general. Like, I don't feel like that there's this big, like, push for, like, I think we all make the joke that, oh, I made it 3 days in and I've already ruined my, we all kind of, like, give, like, a joke to that and all understand that that's a joke we're going to hear for the first month of the year. But it feels like as a society, we're not rooting against anybody.
No.
So I don't know if we really talk about that, but that seems like actually a pretty unique thing for America, just in general, society, not just in America, but just in general. This is something I think we should be maybe like highlighting more, like, hey, that's kind of cool. We all kind of pull for each other. We all also have some empathy for it and understand that, oh, I made it 4 days, you know. But
that's the thing. We think, okay, well, we have to be, you know, consistently doing it every single day. Well, if you fail at something, you get a chance to start again. You know, what would be wrong with us saying, well, I started the resolution here, but I'm going to renew my resolution now. I didn't make it today. I'm renewing it now. Resolutions don't have to be once and done. You can choose to re-resolve. And personally, I've stopped having resolutions and I have goals. So my goal for the year is to do this. I'm not saying then it's not about, okay, well, if I don't do this consistently every day and I've now failed, because psychologically you're already setting yourself up in a negative way. Mm-hmm. But if I say my goal for the end of the year is to do this, mm-hmm. and then I can set little goals along the way to try to reach that bigger goal by the end of the year, and then I get the whole year. I don't feel like I'm failing in the first week.
Baby steps. And I think the one of the best friends you'll ever have in your life is perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking a step back.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what you're saying there.
Yep.
And when you do that, you don't beat yourself up. Oh, I already failed 4 days in or something like that. No, this is about the long con. This is about the big picture.
Exactly.
You look at it the whole year as a, you know, nobody gets into the Hall of Fame on one play. It's a consensus of their whole career and everything. So look at it that way. And one of my favorite quotes, and this happens every once in a while, where a quote that I've heard my whole life fades away and then it comes back at certain times when I need it. Perseverance is failing 19 times and succeeding on the 20th.
Yep.
Julie Andrews. Like, Julie Andrews said that. If Julie Andrews said that, come on.
The Disney queen.
Yes. And that'll segue perfectly into one of our other segments today, coming up in just a little bit. Beth and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. And real quick, good luck everybody on your diets out there. Good luck everybody.
Yes.
Good luck.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Kick off the new year with a style that's all your own. Stand out and set the trend with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Design custom sports apparel that showcases your unique flair. When you feel good, you perform better.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauf. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this morning, some sunshine for the afternoon, and a high in the low 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 5 above. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 6.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Beth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That sun is coming out. That's pretty
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we'll take it.
You know, especially in this weather, well, we know how cold it is out there. We know it's, you know, it ain't very friendly out mm-hmm. there. At least it could look nice. Like, that's right. Nice. It's a nice backdrop.
Well, and there's something to be said for solar heat, too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. God, I live on that. We got another one here. I feel like this tied into our last conversation. 4 signs your body needs more nutrients.
Okay.
For me, it's just waking up. It's basically... But for others, it might be a little bit more, you know, detailed
yeah,
or nuanced.
Yeah, a little weak or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're trying to lose weight in the new year, just make sure you don't overdo it. Beth was touching on this a little bit, and especially, I think, mentioning it as well with looking at this in big picture mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. Your body needs nutrients to keep firing on all cylinders.
Yep.
It's incredibly vital. As my body tries to remind me every day. Please eat. I'll be honest here. My dad is one of the main reasons I eat. He is so great about this. He makes sure he checks on it almost every day. Jim, you eat anything? And he's so good about it. I don't know. He's just a great, maybe it's the trainer in him. I don't know what it mm-hmm. is, but he's incredibly good at it. And he does this with my mom too. My mom's just, I finally found out where I get this from. It's my mother. So yesterday I've got a couple of aches and pains going on like everybody out there mm-hmm. and everything. And I'm sitting there and my stomach just starts to, out of nowhere, just starts killing me. And I'm like, great. One more thing. Right. Add on to the list of aches and pains I got, and it's bugging me. And then I realize, oh, it's like 3 o'clock and I haven't eaten anything today.
Yeah.
So I tell my father this, and I haven't seen him in a long time. He really wanted to slap me upside the head.
He gives you the look.
Really did. Yeah. You might as well have. But this is it's not just people on diets or people trying to lose weight or anything like mm-hmm. that. I think this is something that a lot of us could, you know, do better at.
Yep.
And
yep.
that's one of my goals. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's a resolution, but it's one of my like just goals at getting better at this and mm-hmm. and not needing my father at 47, not needing my father to remind me to eat. A study last summer found more than half of the people worldwide aren't getting enough vitamins and minerals in their diet. Mm-hmm. And here are 4 subtle signs you might be in that group.
Okay.
So if you're worried about this, if you're not sure of this, or maybe you haven't really thought about it, but these things I mentioned, you notice them about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like brittle fingernails. Lots of things can cause it, including cold weather, nail polish remover, thyroid issues, or just washing your hands a lot. But it can also be a sign you need more iron or protein.
Right.
That is a good one. Mm-hmm. That's and one that you can notice right away.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Most people cut their nails once a month, once every 2 months. I don't know if you unless you don't grow them. I don't know. For me, it's at least every couple of weeks I'm cutting my nails and stuff. So I would say that you can notice this right away, and you're looking at your hands and everything. You'll notice this. Eyelid twitching. It could be stress, caffeine, eye strain, or you're low on sleep. But it can also be a sign you're low on magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas, beans, spinach, fish, nuts, and oatmeal are a few good ways to get more. So I like that they're noticing, and they're mentioning these, but they're also telling you how to fix them or counter them or whatever.
And to do it with the foods that you eat, your diet, because that's what a diet is, the foods that you eat. So to try to do it as naturally as you can, not just jump to, maybe I should go buy a supplement. Not that supplements are bad, but those are there, as the word says, to supplement the ways that you're already trying to get those nutrients into your body.
We got Stephen and Katrina from Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them and a good morning to them. They'll be in tomorrow on Midday Magazine. And this is something that they have mentioned a number of times that I really appreciate, because they're in an industry where they could just be pushing supplements.
Right.
And it's not. It's actually the opposite, I think, that they want these. They want you to use these if you need them. Mm-hmm. But to your point, this is supposed to be a supplement. It's supposed to be something that's kind of covering a gray area or something that you're not able to hit on for various reasons.
Right.
The eyelid twitching thing is something I feel like you'd notice too. I don't know if I've ever dealt with that one, but that one I feel like
it's very awkward.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden it just kind of flutters and. Yeah,
it really pulls up my empathy on this stuff too, because that seems like one that's just unfair. That's not right. Your knees keep clicking. Popping, cracking, or clicking sounds in your joints could just mean you're getting old, but not getting enough calcium can cause it too. Uh-huh. Or you might just need vitamin D. It helps your body absorb calcium.
Mm-hmm. And you need both of them together. Because calcium helps you absorb vitamin D.
That's one of those. There's some of this stuff that I feel like should be common knowledge that I don't know is. and that's another one of those. I knew that one, but I'm not going to lie and say I always knew
in
that.
In adulthood. Usually. Because when we're kids, we don't pay attention to that. We just eat whatever we want to eat, and then we complain when we can't have the sweets all the time.
Well, I understand. There was a nutrition classes when we were growing up and everything, and I know I took a couple and everything, but I don't know how, if that's gotten better in school, if they pulled it away, if they're even doing
it. Still do it.
I would think, especially I know when Michelle Obama was in office and everything, that was one of her causes and one of her pushes, and really changed a lot of things there. And I didn't think that it had changed much, but I didn't want to assume.
My boys have come home with paperwork and they've studied it very well in their health classes.
I think that's vital.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's, what good is it if we're teaching kids math and everything if they're not, able to, healthy enough to, their brains isn't healthy enough to do anything with it.
Exactly.
This is the whole point of a lot of this and everything. Mm-hmm. We want you healthy. We want you feeling good and looking good, and all that is up to you. Looking good is you, and that's all that matters. It's nice if your partner and everything finds you attractive. I think that's a good thing, certainly. But it don't matter more than you. How you feel about yourself is what matters. That starts and end. It's the start and end of all of it.
Right.
You bruise easily. Again, some of us are just more prone to this, especially as we age, but it can also be a sign you're low on vitamin C, which helps produce collagen, vitamin K, which also can help your blood clotting. That's another one there.
Yeah.
But every one of these, and if you're shaking your head at home, I don't blame you. Because, again, this is not my wheelhouse, and I don't deal with a lot of this stuff. But I will say that certain parts of this, wait a minute. That can mean a million things.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned this early on in it. The thyroid condition thing can really muck up all of this.
Yes.
Really, at the end of the day, do not self-diagnose.
No.
You need to get checked up. Now, not everybody can do that, because we understand our healthcare system that we have here and everything, and I empathize with that part of it. But as far as I can understand how this could be confusing to some people. Well, wait a minute. I could check a couple of those off my list. That might not mean that you're undernourished.
Right.
It might just mean that you have something else, or maybe it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a good way to say this is an easy way to just kind of make sure that I'm getting all of the nutrients that I need in the right proportions that I need them. And if I'm still dealing with this issue, then I know I need to get this followed up with. Mm-hmm. If you can't do the, okay, doctor, let's double check and make sure that this medical thing isn't, now I'm going to. Because mm-hmm. it's never a bad idea to make sure that you're getting all of the vitamins and nutrients that you need.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick call. We got a minute before the top of the hour. What's on your mind?
Well, that's what I was actually wondering about, because I had a thing where, like, I really feel like sometimes I crave, like, vitamins, like vitamin C, and I really prefer, like, orange juice or pineapple juice, but then at the same time, I also like chocolate milk. Like, mm-hmm. those things don't mix together very
no,
well.
No. Learn that the hard way. Yeah.
And like they both, it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
But it never ends up well.
No.
But you got to remember what you're putting into your body. And I'm really looking forward to the Family Natural thing tomorrow with.
Stephen and Katrina. Yeah. We'll probably talk about stuff like this. And certainly I know that that's one of their topics. Usually in the beginning of the year, they talk a bit about New Year's resolutions and that. And appreciate your feedback on this one, man. You have a good morning.
Yeah, you as well.
We will take a quick timeout. Beth and I will be back. Seth is going to join the conversation. We'll have him with us. And we're going to be joined by our friend Connie from the art director over at the Alexander House. Looking forward to all of them coming to join us. We've got to make some room.
It's
going to
be
here.
A party.
We got a party going on here. We'll get Pam and Laura in here, too.
There
we'll see
we
what
go.
Else everybody
yeah.
else is doing. This should be fun. Yeah, I think you just saw Ashley. We'll bring her in here, too. Coming up on the morning show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE.
CBS News Brief. After months of building ties with the incoming Trump administration, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg says he wants to restore free expression to Facebook and Instagram.
Fact checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community notes system.
He says he'll also bring back political content. Icy, snowy weather from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic is blamed for at least 5 deaths, and now comes biting cold. CBS News New York meteorologist Tony Sadiko.
Temperatures 10 to 20 below average from the Midwest to the East Coast.
Unpaid medical bills won't hurt your credit rating anymore. CBS's Paulina Smolinski.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced today that they will remove medical debt from the credit reports of more than 15 million Americans, raising their credit scores by an estimated average of 20 points.
CBS News.